Living down in Florida, I find that there's a very strong Protestant influence, especially from the evangelical world. And what that has done for us down there is two things. Number one, it's forced us to understand our tradition more because so many people ask it, especially with the intention of trying to cause us to leave the Catholic faith, because for many people, even evangelicals, they think that we're not Christian. We're not saved. In fact, a very common phrase down in Florida is, are you Christian or are you Catholic? As if it was two different things, right? And the second thing is, it forced us as Catholics to work more to teach the faith and emphasize the importance of good homilies. Now, I believe that every good homily should have three things. Number one, it should educate. Number two, it should challenge. And number three, it should encourage. I hope to do that this morning. Are you ready? Are you sure? Because what it does then is, it causes me to interact more with you, a little less formal, because I want to make sure you are engaged. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you sure? Okay, let's start with an easy question then. And I want you to raise your hand if this is true. Raise your hand if you are Catholic. Okay, all right, so most of you here, if you're not Catholic visiting, welcome. You're brother and sister in Christ, and hopefully this will help us help you understand why we believe what we believe. Next question is a little more difficult. What's the first thing you did when you walked into church this morning? Raise your hand. Who can answer that question? What did you do when you walked into the church this morning? Yes, young man, thank you for raising your hand. What did you do? You what? He grabbed the Magnificat. That's great. In fact, that's a great thing to do during the homily so you can play with it and stuff. What's the first thing we adults do when we walk into the church? Come on, you know. We use the water, right? And what do we do with that water? Thank you, sir. We do this, right? One of the oldest Christian traditions is this. Now, here's the tough question. This is for you all, only for the Catholic scholars. And I'd like to see how many of you know this. Why? Why? Raise your hand if you know why we do it. You know, you sir, okay. Anyone over here? You ma'am, you want to take a shot at it? Why do we do this? We bless ourselves. Good answer. It's one step further though. Why do we bless ourselves? I think I hear it on your words. Why? You got it. Did you hear what he said? To remember our baptism, right? In my parish, there's over 4,000 families, 12,000 people. We average about 350 funerals a year, not a week. That's a lot of funerals. Yeah, we're just killing them left and right. No. Over 300 funerals a year. And at the beginning of every funeral, the casket or the remains, the urn, is placed right at the baptismal font. And we bless the remains with the same water that was used to baptize that person. And then we recognize then, in our baptism, we became members of the family of God. And Paul is talking about this in his first reading. He says, are you not aware, brothers and sisters, that in your baptism, you were crucified with Christ, and now you're risen with him to new life? And so every time throughout our lives we enter into the church, we remember our baptism, because we are members of a royal family. And then at the funeral, we process down and we place the casket at the foot of the altar, because this is the source of our salvation. And we recognize then that each and every one of us are on that journey. We are somewhere between here and here, and we know it will end at the foot of the sacrifice. And so the baptism reminds us that we are Christians. It reminds us of our status here. And this is what Jesus is talking about in the gospel. He's saying, you are to act like Christians. You're to live your lives with Christian values. You are to live your lives with Christ in you, so that Christ can live through you into the world. And so your every action each day should not only be a remembrance of your participation with the family of God, it should also be the actions of Christ in the world. That's what Jesus is talking about. And it's through these actions that we become closer to Christ, we become more holy, we become more like Christ, so that the end of our journey at the foot of the cross will bring us salvation. That's why we're Christians. That's why we're Catholic. We don't believe in the, once I've accepted Jesus, I'm saved. We believe in the eternal God, and that God who is beyond time and space. I was saved at my baptism when I became a member of the family of God. I am being saved now through the participation of the Eucharist and through Christ working in me, and I will be, or hope to be, saved in the future when I will be judged by my actions. You see how more full, more complete that is than the simple intellectual assent of, once I've accepted Jesus, I'm saved? No, it's much more than that. What's more than that is living our lives as Christ asked us, through love. And so today, when we not only remember our baptism, we also celebrate the gift of Christ's sacrifice, and we receive Jesus to nourish us on our journey to eternal life. Let's continue in prayer to support one another on our journey.